We learn from the sugyas in the second parak, beginning in Daf Chaf Gimel till the end of the parak, that if you have an area that has the dimensions of a Beis HaSayim is 70 and change amos by 70 and change amos, or 50 amos by 100 amos, for a total of 5,000 square amos. If you have an area of a Beis HaSayim, which was not hukah for dira, which was not set aside, and mechitzas weren't erected around it for the purpose of dwelling, that area has an iser tiltel. So we usually, somewhat colloquially, or somewhat lav dafka, refer to such an area as a karpef. It's a little bit curious, and I saw the Nesivas HaShabbos points out this curiosity, why we use the term karpef. Because if you look at the Mishnayos, there are various flavors, if you will, of such an area that's lo hukah fudir. A karpef is one of them. A karpef literally is an area that's used for storage of firewood or something of the sort. But the Mishnayos have other terms as well. For example, the Mishnah Daf Kaf Gimel talks about a gina and a karpef. And we have ganos, pardesin. So there are other terms used in the Mishnayos and the Gemaras to refer to such areas of Beis HaSayim shel hukah fudira, but somehow colloquially we use the term karpef, and that's the general term that we find in Shulchan Aruch and Poskim. Be that as it may, so we have this din that an area of a Beis HaSayim shel hukah fudira has an iser tiltel. How do we know this? So the Gemara on Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Beis has a limud from the Chatzar HaMishkan. Kaf Gimel Amud Beis. The Kama Shir Sasayim Kachatzer Mishkan Menachani Mili Amr of Yehuda Amr Kra Arach Chatzer Meyav Amav Varach of Chamishim B'Chamishim Amr Torah Tol Chamishim Esavav Chamishim. So we learn out, just as the dimensions of the Chatzer HaMishkan were what we call the Beis HaSayim, 100 by 50 Amos, so that is the Shir of this Halach of Karpif, this Halach of an area that is not Mukaf Ladira, which would have an Isir Tiltal. Now, we generally assume that even though the Gemara quotes a Yalfusa for this, a Pasuk, that this is a Din D'Rabbanan. A Minotaurah, an area that is Mukaf Mechitzos, regardless of the function that the area has, whether or not it serves a Dira purpose, any area that's Mukaf Mechitzos is going to be Rishis HaYachid Minotaurah, and this Isur Tiltal in a area of the Beis HaSayim, Shelo Hukaf Ladira, is only an Isur Derabbanan. And that's, for example, if you look in Tosas here in Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Beis, Tosas Dira Maskel Pashtu the Krav of Maik Siv. The Tosas writes, Mashma, that this Limud from Chatzar Mishkan is Asmachta Ba'alma. The fact that the Gemara proceeds to ask Pashtu the Krav of Maik Siv, what's the Pashup Shah on the Pasuk, what's the Pasuk really coming to teach us? So it sounds like this limud of the Shir Beis HaSayim is only an Asmat of Alma, only a Din Dirabban. And the Ritva writes like that here in the second Daf Kaf Gimel, the Chidush Aran likes that, even though there is a Pasuk, there is a limud from Chatzar HaMishkan, that's ultimately only an Asmachta, and Min HaTorah, there's no such Din of Malkam Shelohu Kafadira, Min HaTorah, any area that is Mukaf Mechitzos, whatever the intent is, remains a Rishus Hayachid. The Chidush Eran, here on Kaf Gimel Amud Beis, Dibur Maskel Pashtu Dekra, he has another raya for this. He points out the Gemara in Asam of Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara in Asam of Zayin Amud Beis towards the top is explicit, seemingly explicit, that if your Zorek from a Rishus HaRabim if you're Zorik into a Karpef, if you're Zorik into an area of Beis HaSayim Shalahu Kafadir, you're going to be Chayev. So the Gemara seems to be assuming that Min HaTorah this area is definitely a Rishus HaYachid, which is why HaZorik L'Sof is going to be Chayev. If this din of karpef was a din deraisa, so then there shouldn't be any chiyuv if you throw into such an area. So that's the Chidush Eran's raya. Bottom line, according to Rov Rishonim, this is only a din derabanan, and that's reflected in the psak in Shulchan Aruch. So if you look in Simon Shin Nun Ches Sif Aleph, Lashon HaMechaber, Tiltal in a carpet is hatter gomer minatora, even if it's lo hukaf ledira, it's a rishas hayachid. Midrabanan, we treat it otherwise. We'll define the otherwise shortly. Midrabanan, there's an isur tiltal. And the mechaber as well in simin shin samach gimel. Sorry, shin mem vav sif gimel. Shin mem vav sif gimel. Carpet. Yosemi beis hasayim shalahuka fadira asu chachamim letal tilbo elatoch dalid amos. Okay, so this is only a din derabbanan. Min haTorah, we treat the area as a rishis hayachid gemura. Just to point out, the sefer Mereshes Moshe, simin lamed vav, quotes a Lashon HaMe'iri in the sugya here that has a mashmos, at least according to one day in the Me'iri, that maybe this is actually a din d'oraisa. The Me'iri Dibra Maskel V'Nashuv L'Dvarenu, Kaf Gimel Amin Aleph, Dibra Maskel V'Nashuv L'Dvarenu. The Me'iri writes, Mikol Makom, this is an excerpt of a much longer piece, but his summation, after his analysis of the initial Mishnah and Dafkaf Gimel of the Sugya, writes, Mikol Makom lo kivna Torah lahatir leba'im ela al derech ribua zeh. O shema chachamim darshu v'garu shelo yiga b'isru Torah. So you have to look at the context there, that it sounds like, O shema, this is a din derabanan, but before the O shema, lo kivna Torah lahatir leba'im, it sounds like this may be a din deraisa. So there's a possibility that according to one option in the Be'iri, maybe the status of a area of Yosem Yibes HaSayim Shalahuka Fudira having an Isur Tiltal could be a Din D'Oraisa. If you look at that piece in the Mereshes Moshe, Simin Lamed Vav, he has conflicting Mashmayos in different Rashis. We're not going to go through it now together, but if you're interested, you can take a look. He has a couple of Rashis that have a Mashmos, perhaps this is a Din D'Oraisa, even though he has other Rashis that seem to say otherwise. And that raya that the Ran quoted from Samach Zayin is going to be a problem if you're going to claim that the status of a Yosef Beis HaSayim Shalhukaf Ladira is a Din D'Oraisa. So how are you going to get out of that Gemara that says a Zorik L'Sof Tzchayiv? That's a problem. You have to figure that out. But be that as it may, the general consensus, the way it appears black and white in Shulchan Aruch, the way we always assume, is that this whole din of karpif of an area of Yosemi Beis HaSayim Shalhuka Fadir is a din derabanan. What's the reason for this din derabanan? Why is it that Chachamim saw fit to create an Isur Tiltal in such an area? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in our Simin Shin Nun Ches Se'if Katan Hei, Simin Shin Nun Ches Se'if Katan Hei, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Lelavush, De'afo gav de mina Torah kol shemukaf mechitzas gevoas asara, so even though in a Torah you could have the largest area possible that's enclosed by mechitzos, and that's going to be rishis hayachid. Nevertheless, there's an issur derabanan. If you have an area larger than a base sasayim shelahuka fadira, why? Shudom eksas rishis harabim mulakarmelis. So if you have such an area that is large enough and not hukaf adira, it somehow resembles, it on some level resembles a rishis hayachid and a karmelis, there's a concern that you may get confused between a karpev and a karmelis and come to be metaltal in a karmelis of the chachamim, where it goes there, and isur tiltal in a karpev. And the Mishnah Berurah writes out a little bit more at length. If you go back to Simin Shin Mem Vav, Sif Katan Yud Zayin, Shin Mem Vav Yud Zayin, after Min HaTorah Hu Rishis Hayach L'Chol Dovar, Kedin Shiyesh Lo Mechitzos, Vazorik Misachol Rishis Harab Mishayiv, Rishis Hayach the Karmelis, Ol Asul Hotsi, V'chanal Mikom Okom, Kani Tiru, Shim Nesur, Zay Yitzbrush, Rishis Hayach Gomer, V'ein Shem Karmelis, Ol Klal, And we talk there, Yavo Shari Nashim Latatil Gamr Shitharabim, he domes exafa shitharabim, came in Shugado, Fulhuka Fadira. So the analogy is the potential source of confusion is that a karpef, an area of Yosemi based on Saim Shaluka Fadira, is number one large, and number two, Lo Hukaf Lidira, just like a Rishisarabim is Lo Hukaf Lidira. That detail we'll get to shortly. This is all from the Mishnah Berurah what I just read. Sivkat in Yizayin, and as I told you on the first day, you should have a Mishnah Berurah in front of you for sure. Okay, and the Yoruch HaShulchan here in Os Gimel just points out, as far as the scope of this Din Derabanan and the Liman from Chatzar Mishkan, that the basis of the Shir from Chatzar Mishkan is that we know that there is a Heter Tiltel in the Chatzar HaMishkan, and the Chatzar Mishkan was a Shir based on Asayim, so obviously you can't create an Isser Tiltel, and there's no basis for an Isser Tiltel within a Shir based on Asayim. But after that, all bets are off. So after that, it made sense, or it was possible, for Chazal to be go through Nisr Tiltol in such an area that is Lo Hukaf Lidira. I'm not sure if it's a Chiddush, but the presentation is that the Limud from Chatzar HaMishkan is we know that the Chatzar Mishkan was Mutter B'Tiltol. And the Chatzar Mishkan was Lo Hukaf Lidira. People did live there. So it must be that there's no Isra Tiltol. You can't create an Isra Tiltol in an area of the dimensions of the Chatzar HaMishkan, even if that area is Lahuka Fadira.
Okay.
But beyond that, Chazal were empowered to be able to create such a Xera of an area that's Yosir Mibes Hasai. Now, he doesn't invoke the Taz's principle that Chazal have no authority to ask for something that the Torah is not the Referish, whether this, I guess technically speaking, the it's not the Torah's Matthew refers to Tiltol within the Chatzar Mishkan, but it's understood. No, neither does it make. Okay. Rav Schechter has the following chakir, if you will, or poses the following question. In a footnote in Eretz HaTzvi, Simen Zayin, footnote 4. Eretz HaTzvi, Simen Zayin, footnote 4. I apologize for not putting this on the Marmakomos. I just last night rethought how I'm going to present things today, and hadn't planned on talking about that. So my apologies, if you look later. Simen Zayin Ha'ara, footnote number 4. So he presents this as a machlokas achronim, what is the nature of the Issa Drabbanan of Tiltol B'Karpif? Is it that Mina Torah, a Karpif, is a Shisayachit with a Heter Tiltol? And midrabanan, a karpef remains a rishis yachid, just a rishis yachid with an iser tiltol. So do we say that a karpef is a rishis yachid with an iser tiltol, or do we say that we treat a karpef as a karmelis? Okay, so is it an iser? Is it a rishis yachid with an iser tiltol, or is it fully a karmelis? My nafkamina.
Into a karpif.
Right,
from right. Bias into a karpif.
Right, so number one, is there a heter tilt? Can you be motzi from a rishis hayachid into a karpif? Let's spell it out.
If it's also to carry from a bias into a rishis harabim, then it's also carry from a bias into a karpif. Because it's from karmashis. Sorry. Because you're not allowed to transfer from a rishis yachid to a rishis harabim. The karpif is just another type of rishis yachid.
Right.
And there's more room to understand carry from a bias into a karpif.
If it is, there's no isra hotza from rishis yachid to rishis yachid.
Right.
So if it remains a rishis yachid with a rishis tiltol, that means you can't carry inside the karpif, but you could be motzi from another rishis yachid into a karpif.
Right.
Right? But if a karpif is a regular karmelis, so then just like it's asr lahotzi from rishis yachid to karmelis, you can't be motzi from rishis yachid into a carpet. And that Rosh Hashanah quotes Mar Makamos there as seemingly being a machlokas achronim. Other nafkamina would be. Yeah?
Can I ask something which I think is not nafkamina, but I'll just make sure?
Okay.
If it seems like this is a karma, then if I throw from or just rob him into the carpet, I should be father. But we said that, like, it was clear to Mara to say, you're high.
If Minotaur is just a yakid, even if Midrabanu we treat it as a karma, it's still going to be high Minotaur.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So the other nafkamina is whether you could be metaltel from another, or motzi from another karpev into a, from another karmelis into a karpev. As if a karpev is fundamentally still a rishis yakid, so you're not allowed to carry from a karmelis into a rishis yakid. If it is treated as a full karmelis, so then you may be able to carry from a karmelis, from one kind of karmelis to another kind of karmelis. Maybe because that itself seems to be machlokas Yishon, which we'll get to in a second.
Right. I'm just trying to remember exactly where the right of it is in the house that
good, very good, right. So Tosos, well, it's Tosos on Samuel Zion as well, who asked the question, why aren't there five Rishias? Good, so we'll come to that in a minute. Good. Now, let's work backwards. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, the Sif that we quoted a moment ago, Simen Shin Mem Vav Sif Gimel, Simachaber Paskins, Karpe Yosem Ibeis Asayim, Shiloh Huka Fudira, Asu Chachamim L'Taltil Bo Elatop Dalad Amos Umlutra L'Hotzi Mimenu L'Karmelis Acher. But you are allowed to be motzi from a karpev to another karmelis Kegon Bika Hover Safanov. So the Mechaber is Mefurash that L'Halacha you are allowed to be motzi from a karpev to another karmelis. Simen Shin Mem Vav Sif Gimel. So that would point you towards saying that a karpev, even the karpev lemaisa, is not a rishis yakid at all. It's another flavor of a karmelis, and therefore there'd be no iser hotzah from a bika to a karmelis. Now that's based on the Gemara Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, which is Stama question, independent of Karpeth, is that possible that there's a heter or thaw that you're allowed to be motzi from one kind of a karmelis to another kind of a karmelis? It's not exactly our sugya, but if you look there on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara towards the end of that sugya on the bottom of the Amud tells us that you're allowed to be metaltel from the Yam to a karpef. Okay, you're allowed to be metaltel from the ocean to a different kind of karpef. The Gemara says, Maitaima. Dilma Ami Rishus Hayachid Gemurahi V'asi L'Tiltule Bekule. Meaning what? That if you had a karpif, an area that's Yosemite Beis Asayim, and we said it's us, we would say it's us to be metaltel from that karpev into the yam, then people might think that the karpev is itself a rishus hayachid. So we're matir being metaltel from a karpev for yam, so people won't come to think that a karpev itself is a rishus hayachid with a heter tiltel internally. So Tosfos here assumes that yam is lav dafka, and this applies to any kind of a karpef, any kind of a karmelis rather, that there's a heter tiltel from any kind of a karmelis to another kind of a karmelis, and that's where Tosfos asks the question, or brings a raya from the fact that the Gemara in Daf Vav tells you Abba Rishuyos HaShabbos, if it was a fact that there's an iser tiltel from one kind of karmelis to a karpev, so then you really have five rishios, because each rishios is reflective of an iser hotzah from one rishios to another rishios. Tosfos assumes that when it comes to any karmelis, there's a heter tiltel from one karmelis to another, and you can carry from any karpev to any karmelis. The Tosfos says that yam is lav dafka, and it's true for any karmelis. If you look in the Rambam perek tesayin halacha beis, tesayin halacha beis, the Rambam understands his gemara as being dafka yam. That's yam because it's on some level lo shiach, is unique. But there isn't necessarily a blanket heter tiltel from a karpef to any kind of karmelis. But lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch we do paskin that which is reflective of Shita Satosos, that there is a heter tiltel mi karpef lebika, and karpef to seemingly any kind of a karmelis. And that does seem to relate back to the question as to whether we view a karpev as a rishus hayachid with a heter tiltel, or with an iser tiltel, or a karmelis. It sounds like from here we view it as a karmelis. Okay. Yeah, Avi.
I don't suppose to answer that question. Why are there five rishus?
Because there is no iser tiltel mi karpef for karmelis. A karpef is not listed as a separate rishus because karpef, there's a porous wall, if you will, between a karpef and a karmelis. They're really two manifestations of the same rishus.
So Tosfos says that there isn't any iser.
Tosfos says that there's no iser of hotzah from karpef to karmelis, correct? And that seems to be reflected in Shulchan Aruch.
Gemara
that the seat of the right. So Tosus assumes that C there is Dafka, and it's really true of any karmelis.
And the Rambam says that
the Rambam says that C is Dafka.
But every other from any Gina to any karpet.
It sounds like that, right. It sounds like there may still be an Isser Tiltel. Or Isser Hotzah rather. Mm-hmm. And the Magen Mishnah says that the Shita Saraiva, that's something that we show him here close. It's not just the Rambam. Good? We here? Okay. So the Mishnah Daf Kaf Gimel has a machlokas of Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Kiva and introduces us to ways in which you could create a heter tiltel in a karpif in an area that's potentially even Yosim Beis Asayim Shelo Hukaf Ladira. And the Mishnah tells us about the notion of smucha le'ir, or shomira, or beis dira. So there is a possibility, machlokes tanaim, machlokes yishan within the machlokes tanaim, where this applies, but there is some situation maybe only if it's less than a base asayim, maybe more than a base asayim, but some situation in which the barrier posed by a karpev could be overcome by constructing a shomira, a watch house, a base dira, a house, or making the area smuchalir approximate to the city, which would obviate the problem of being lohuka fadira. It would make it into an area that would view either as hukah fadira or as having a residential function. Now, according to Tosfos here within Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, an area that's Yosim Beis Asayim, it would not be sufficient to install a Shomira or Beis Dira, but you need to be Makifit Ladira as well. According to Rashi, possibly not. And Rabbi Kiva says, Afilu Ein Ba Achas Mikol Eilu Metaltalin B'socha. So, Lemaisa, without getting into all the details here in the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, Machlokas Yishonim, and the Machlokas Tanaim, how do we assume lehalacha? I'll come to you in a minute, Sam. Just take a look in Shin and Ches Sif Aleph. The Rama writes in the end of Sif Aleph, V'yesh Omrim Ode, T'chol Karpev Shehu Samach Lebeso, Mikri Hukaf Ledira, Kidaite Ilave. So any Karpev which is adjacent to your house is considered Hukaf Ledira, Kidaite Ilave. V'yesh Cholkim Ezeh. Who's the Yesh Chalkim? The Yesh Chalkim is Tosfos. So according to Tosfos, Lahalacha, according to Rabbi Akiva, the fact that an area is Sambuch Lebeso doesn't help in and of itself if the area is Yoser Mibes Sa'asayim. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yudches. L'deyazu, afilu b'smucha mamish l'beiso. So even if this carpet is adjacent to your house, kosher lo pasach l'besof hukaf. As long as it was in hukaf l'shem dira, lo mahani, v'skim achronim l'alacha k'deyazu. So even smucha mamish, yosim beis asayim, doesn't help. And what's the first position? The first opinion in the Ramah is based on the Agos Ashri, quoted in the Rush, the Agos Ashri on the Rush, Simon Beis, quoting from the Or Zeruah, that if it's Samuch Le'ir or Samuch Le'beso, then even more than Beis Asayim, that will help. Why? Lashon Ha Or Zeruah, to hold the Krov Le'beso Daito Aleha Lishtamish Batadir. That since it's next to your house, your intent is to use this area. The fact that it's near your house creates an assumption that you intend to use it, and that is the halachic equivalent of hukaf ledira. If you look at the Magen Avraham here, Sifkat and Dalid, the Magen Avraham assumes that even though the Agos Ashri is talking about smucha le'ir, but the fact that the Mishnah Berurah has three parallel possibilities, Samach Le'ir or Shomira or Beis Dira. So wherever we say Samach Le'ir works, a Shomira or a Beis Dira would work as well. If you look in the Shaar Tzion and Sukkot and Yutes, he questions whether that's really the intent of the Or Zeruah. Because he says, if you look at the Or Zeruah in context, the Or Zeruah is just working within Perish Rashi and the Sugya, within Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and not necessarily Lahalacha. So the Mishnah Berurah, and he thinks that's a Shita Dechuyas, the Mishnah Berurah comes down Lahalacha like the Yesh Kalkim in the Ramah, that even if it's Samach Le'ir, if it's not Hukaf Ladira, even if it's Samach Le'bayis, that doesn't help to be Matzur Tiltol in a area Yosemi base Sasayim. Okay, glad to help. Okay, so I'm just going to introduce now the next topic, the next subtopic here that we're going to talk about within Karpev, which is Zrayim Mevatlim Dira, which is a starting point for the discussion of how karpaves could theoretically pose a problem in the context of community Erevin. If you take a look, let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. So take a look in Se'if Tes. Simon Shinan Chesiv Tes. Karpev Yosemi Sasayim, Shehuka Fudira. So you have a Karpev that's more than Beis Sasayim, that is Huka Fudira. So far so good. If it's Huka Fudira, then that creates a Heter Tiltal. Venata Ruba Ilanos. But then you plant trees in the majority of this Karpev, the majority of the area. Afilu Einam Nituim Shuros. So even if you don't plant them in neat rows, but they're all mixed all over the place, still they're not mevatel adira. So that detail as to whether they have to be in the tuim shuros shuros, that's the machlokas amaraim and dav kaf dalad am aleph, and we pass in like Rav Nachman that there's no need for the trees to be neatly placed, even if they're not neatly placed, even if they're all over the place. That is still not mevatel the dira. That doesn't change the status of the karpev as being mutter betiltel, where it was already hukaf the dira. Why? Look at Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Samachay. Eina mevalam adira da avidi inchi lintoa ilanus b'chaseros kidei l'stofet betzilan. That is a normal function of a residential area. People plant trees in order to have shade. So if it doesn't interfere with normal residential functions, it enhances, it's a part of normal residential functions, that's not mevatel the hekef. Not mevatel the dira. However, aval im nizra rubo, but if you plant seeds, not trees, but seeds, vegetation, hazra mevala madira. Then the seeds are going to be mevatel et hekef, mevatel the dira. Why? Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Samach Vav, Hazra mevalam adira, divizar onim lo dairi inchi. Because people don't generally live among seeds, among vegetation. Vavale gina, that's a gina, which is one of the classic types of karpaves. The asu lataltel, af b'she'eino nizra, and then you're not allowed to carry in that area. Debatelo v'gabe rubo ukizera kulo damya. Okay, the mechaber continues. Filu ein behem elas asayim nizra miyud em ein behem elas asayim mutar yosemi sasayim is aser. Okay, so for next time, take a look at the Be'er Lachas here in Sif Tes, if you haven't yet done so. Dibra Maskil Karpev, Dibra Maskil Avala Nizra, Dibra Maskil Azam Avala Madira. And we're going to focus on Sif Tes, Sif Yud Aleph. If you haven't seen the Dvar Shmuel that the Be'er Halacha quotes here inside, please do so as well. And I'll try to send you a few further marmakomos. So we'll discuss whether this din of Zamba Balam Dira applies equally to a chater as to a karpef, and how that's relevant in the context of community erevim. Okay? So we will reconvene in Rosh Hashem tomorrow at 5:30. Okay? And then I'm hopeful we'll finish up the sugya, it looks like, and then break for Chazara for a week.